This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Governor Jared Polis has issued an executive order in response to the U.S. Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade. The order aims at giving legal protection to people who come to Colorado for abortions, as well as providers here who serve out-of-state patients. President Joe Biden has tapped the CEO of Denver International Airport to lead the Federal Aviation Administration. Phil Washington was with DIA for less than a year. He previously served as CEO of RTD. Washington also led Biden's transition team for transportation after the 2020 election. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled against a law in Maine that excluded religious schools from receiving public money. CPR's Jenny Brundine explains how the ruling could affect Colorado public schools.
A number of states, including Colorado, have constitutional amendments that prohibit state tax dollars from aiding religious schools. And if you remember, that led to the Colorado Supreme Court in 2015 to strike down a voucher program in Douglas County. That program had allowed parents to use taxpayer dollars to send their children to private schools, including religious schools. Could there be a case that takes those state bans on someday? Well, we don't know.
Intense rainfall, hail, and high winds are in the forecast for much of the state this afternoon. 1 to 2 inches of rain could fall rapidly on the I-25 corridor and in western, southern, and eastern Colorado. These fast, heavy rains could bring flash flooding, especially to areas with wildfire burn scars. You're listening to CPR News.